The money runs out after a while. Those deep pockets you may or may not have, they'll never be deep enough to buy all the passion, ingenuity, and determination it takes to have success over the long haul. Even if you got money behind you, there's no guarantee that it will see you through. It's the money in front of you that counts, after all. It's the money you need, not the money you have, that makes all the difference. In this book, it's all about that difference and how to put it to work for you. Let's face it, when you're up against all odds, when you have exhausted every opportunity, when you're down to your last dime, that's when you've got no choice but to succeed. You're out of options, man. So double down, dig deep, and switch it to that relentless turbo mode we've all got kicking around in our machinery. And that's when the real magic happens. Are we clear on this? The power of broke is the half-court shot you fire up with the time running out and the game on the line. It's the shot your teammates won't take because the likelihood of that ball kissing the net is pretty damn thin, and they don't want to mess up with their stat lines. They're playing the percentages while you're playing to win. And this can mean everything. I don't mean to mix my sports metaphors here, but I'm reminded here of that great Wayne Gretzky line. We miss 100% of the shots we don't take. So, take the shot. Absolutely take the shot. The power of broke is all about taking that shot. The power of broke is looking up at the sky, wondering what you got to do to catch a break, and saying, God, why am I doing this? It's living with the constant fear that you've gone crazy for putting it all on the line, but putting it out there anyway. There might be a million reasons for you to throw up your hands, throw in a towel, throw away your dreams, and put an end to whatever craziness you're pursuing. But the power of broke is that one reason you keep going. Maybe you've been rejected by 30 loan officers, but that green light could be waiting for you on the 31st try. Perhaps your product or service has been totally slammed by the first 30 people who try it. But the 31st review is a rave, and that comes from the one guy whose opinion really matters. Whatever it is, keep at it. Absolutely keep at it. Because, hey, you never know. When you've got nothing to lose, you've got everything to gain. Sometimes it takes having your back against the wall, leveraging your last dollar, and having no place to go but up, up, up if you expect something to happen. Because if you got to succeed to survive, you will. Trust me on this. Be a true innovator. Here's my take. Innovation happens from the bottom up, not the top down. Breakdancing, rap music, slam poetry, iPods, smartwatches, electric cars, all the most creative, the most successful, the most dynamic innovations pop in an organic way and then grow. Or not. You put your idea out there, no big thing, and it just kind of happens. Or not. People either respond to it or they don't. And it doesn't matter how much money you throw at it, how much you try to dress it up, it is what it is, and that's that. It has its own beating heart. You don't need me to tell you this. Just take a look at the world around you. Our favorite movies, the ones that win all the awards, the ones we talk about with our friends, tend to be the indie films that come from a small, sweet voice, a singular vision, and not the slick, big-budget, mainstream movies from the major studios. Yeah, those big blockbusters make the big bucks, and they can be a lot of fun, but they don't always light our imaginations or stir our souls, at least not in the same way. Just look what goes on at Art Basel in Miami Beach, the biggest gathering of international artists on the calendar. Hundreds and hundreds of the best artists in the world come to Florida every December to share their work, strut their stuff, do their thing. It's an amazing thing to see what some of these folks are up to. But it's not just the fine art displayed on the walls by the top galleries that makes all the noise. A lot of folks, they'll tell you, the real excitement of the show, the raw energy, is off to the side. That's where you'll find the street artists, the pop-up displays, the next big thing. And that's where you'll find the crowds. Because when it comes down to it, people want to experience